ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
Hello, this is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. We survived the work Christmas party.
Oh, just.
On Saturday. Jeez, it was a fun night. I love a work
good.
Christmas party.
There was a few fun games. I'm really devastated in my lack of limbo prowess at the Christmas party.
Oh, hey.
That's
at least,
normally
mate,
my thing.
You were out there.
I was, but it's normally my thing and I didn't win.
It's not like a bottle of wine, the limbo, is it? Like, you do not get better with age.
Definitely not.
Mate, I see my daughter do it now.
Definitely not.
And she's getting
so
down
bendy.
To like, yeah, like yeah. 6 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
And yeah. Anyway, the highlight was one of the staff members, one of the ladies, the lovely ladies that we work with, getting a lap dance from the volunteer firefighter staff member as well, too. That was really big.
I'm glad HR were not invited.
No, God, no. I believe I read an email about that kind of conduct. But anyway, we survived the Christmas party and a story about how I got my chest accidentally waxed.
At the party.
Mm.
Very Steve Carell.
Very much so.
Kelly Clarkson!
Hear that, it's coming up. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for downloading.
This is Guidance Gabby.
Looking for far better advice than it wasn't me here at Guidance
Gabby.
We are. Gabby.
Shocking advice.
Jay would love your guidance. She sent us a DM at Cliffo and Gabby on Instagram. And she has said, we've recently toilet trained our son, and when we're out and about, if there isn't any toilets around, we encourage him to wee in the bushes or on a tree. This has come back to bite me when he decided to wee on a tree at daycare, and the carer wasn't happy about it, having words with me when I went to pick him up. I just don't think it's a big deal, though. Wouldn't they prefer him to wee on a tree over wetting his pants? And isn't it normal for little boys to wee in the outdoors? Jay. Mm. So I guess just advice on in 2021, are we still teaching little boys or encouraging little boys to wee on a tree as part of their toilet training?
The only
is that
thing
a
is,
thing?
Like, Gabby, the setup for this before that goes, all right, I'm going to the toilet. I went, are you going to the bathrooms or are you going to the bushes out the front
we
of
do
the
have
radio
a
station?
Christmas tree in studio, so it's pretty discreet behind there.
Yeah, don't go around the back of it. I've already visited it this morning. No, look, we want advice, seriously, for Jay, because this is a real problem that she's written in with. Mm. And Melissa's here on 131060. Melissa, similar things actually happen with your daughter, is that right?
So we live on an acreage, so it was quite common when we're toilet training her to just have a bush pee when we're feeding the horses in the paddock or something.
Yeah.
But we driving into town to go to daycare one morning, and she's busting to do a wee, and I get her out of the car at daycare, and it's just a grass footpath. She goes to pull her pants down and do a wee.
Oh,
because
no.
She was busting and needed to go. And I was like, oh, no, babe, go inside to the toilet.
So any regrets? Would you change that? Like, what would your advice be for Jay?
Yeah, I rethunk my toilet training practices. But at home, it's fine. But I think when you're out in public, you never know who's looking. So you just got to protect your kids.
Good, so you've got to set those guidelines at home only.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's pretty smart because you don't want daycare peas out the front on the pot plants there. Simon's here. Simon, what's your advice for Jay?
I'd say they're making a mountain out of a molehill here.
Yeah,
I'm sure every guy at least once has gone behind a tree. I mean, even my niece has been taught to, you know, if you need to go behind a bush, if nothing else is available. You know,
but
I guess that's
it
is better than pants. I guess that's the thing, though. At daycare, obviously, there is a toilet available. So is it about maybe setting those boundaries?
Well, as I said, that's where I think then, yes, you're dealing with the rules of society there. You know, if something is available to use, then
fair enough. Right. It was. You make a good point there, Simon. That was actually a real learning opportunity for the littly, wasn't it? Like, okay, what you did's okay if you were stuck or in the bush or whatever, but here there's a toilet right there.
Oh,
so it's just a conversation.
Yeah.
Kylie, see, what would your advice be for Jay?
Well, I'm a mum of four boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you've had experience in this area.
I do, yeah. I think it's a rite of passage, but there is an etiquette to it.
Right.
Okay.
You can't let them pee in front of other people. You know, you got to be discreet about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's a good
boundary, because at daycare, obviously, there's kids running around everywhere.
Yes.
Not appropriate.
No.
But if you're in the middle of the bush or whatever, camping,
yeah,
and it's just you and a tree,
no worries.
Go
like,
for
we,
it, boys.
We live in the country, so if the boys are at home and they're out in the paddock, they're going to pee wherever they want.
Yeah. That's boy. By the way, can we just take a moment to appreciate Kylie raising four boys, everyone?
That's thank you very much. My single God. Mum too.
Single mum. Give this woman a trophy, Brooke. Get her a trophy.
Robin Moore is an Australian actress and voiceover artist best known for the iconic voice of Blinky Bill.
I'm Blinky Bill.
The Cheeky Koala joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
Robin Moore, Blinky Bell, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Cliffo and Gabby. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. I'm so excited to talk to you. Blinky Bell was one of my favourite shows when I was growing up. It was such a cute Aussie cartoon that had so many amazing messages in it. And we have to start by asking you to please do the voice of Blinky Bell. We can't.
Oh, first suck of the sausage. You know, I'm stuck out here on a cardboard box and she won't even stop talking so I can say g'day. G'day, everybody. It's Blinky Bill here and I think you are all extraordinary.
Oh, that just took me back.
Wow.
And he occupies a part of my brain and I don't know what he's going to say next, honestly.
It's so wonderful. I mean, obviously, Blinky Bill holds a very special part in your heart. The other thing, though, is like not only did you voice Blinky, you voiced a heap of characters on that show, but you are one of Australia's most recognisable voices through TV commercials. And you're also on the long-running radio segment, How Green Was My Cactus? Like, the list goes on and on and on. Do you have a favourite voice that you have, I guess, mimicked over the years?
Well, I mean, Blinky is my number one. He's my go-to. And Cactus, because I did all the female characters in How Green Was My Cactus for 33 years. So Cactus is Australia's longest running radio series. We did over 7,000 episodes. And I did have a special place. Well, there's so many of the women, you know, like our first female prime minister. Good morning, everybody. I'm Julia Buzzard. And I'm no longer moving forward, rebuilding, creating an education revolution because my party thought I was as popular as snot in a snorkel. But you miss me now, don't you?
Can you do Pauline Hanson? She must have been one of the more fun politicians to send up.
Yeah, well, I have to squeeze every orifice in my body tight when I do Pauline because she's got this tight thinking, you know. And we all stand in particular sort of ways in front of the microphone, as you know, like voiceover people and radio people do weird stuff with our body. So I'm very tight when I do Pauline. And I is the leader of the One Notion Party. And the thing being is, it's okay to be white because Donald Dump is white. He is so white he has to dye his skin orange so he won't blind us like a holy vision. I mean, the thing being is foreigners is ruining this country because they make weapons of massive suction.
It's such an amazing... It's so amazing to sit here and watch you do all these voices because, as you said, you contort your body in different ways for every different voice. What kind of body shape do you take for the Ajax jingle?
Oh, look, there's a great story behind the spray and white commercial. Paula Duncan had already been filmed doing her crazy sort of, you know, fast action stuff.
Yeah.
And there were about six producers there in the studio and I tried every single style of singing. We tried operatic singing, we tried country and western, we tried straight, we tried blues, we tried soul, and it just didn't work. And finally at about 11 o'clock before the producers killed each other, I said, what if we do it something opposite? We don't have to do anything that matches Paula. So I said, I'll just do it as though I've got a brick on my head. So the first one was, got a call from Mr. Fryer. He's bringing round a buyer. The place had looked a fright from the little do last night. And it was just really flat, you know, and we all laughed. And, you know, this new one, got a call from Sue's, my daughter. Something had distraught her. I love that. Something had distraught her. The wedding place in town had just been to the ground, so the guests were coming here to a place that was severe. Ajax spray and wipe made everything all right. You know, so that's sort of iconic, and it was on for about 18 years.
Robin Moore, a.k.a. Blinky Bill, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. She wouldn't be quiet again, so I have to wrap it up. Everybody, when you wake up in the morning, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and you've got to whisper, I am extraordinary. Bye-bye.
See you later, everybody.
You'd be forgiven for thinking the chest hair that I had on display on Saturday night was a rug or something you would pick up at Spotlight because we had our work Christmas party on Saturday night.
It was good fun.
And in fact, kill Mariah, because it was good. It wasn't overly Christmassy, though.
No, it wasn't.
Was more disco-y, so more Bee Gees.
100% it was.
Than Buble, Mariah, Delta. There was nothing Christmas about it. It was all disco.
Yep.
There was a lot of flares. There was a lot of colour.
There was a lot of sequins.
A lot of wigs. And that was my effort because I didn't actually prepare ahead of time an outfit. And this happens every time I get invited to a fancy dress party and I always regret it.
So it's last minute.
You weeks ago were talking about.
Weeks ago I bought my outfit.
What are you going to wear? And you look fantastic. Like the Risotto Schult. I thought about it last minute on Friday for the party that was less than 24 hours
later. I walked
later.
Into the studio on Friday and there's Cliffo going through the costume box.
Yeah. And yes, we have a costume box in the studio. That's kind of weird, but we do. But I managed to find two like Afro wigs and I thought, oh, I can do something with that. So I'll put one on my head was my idea.
Because perms were very in for the disco
age. The Afro is very, very big in the 70s when disco was the in kind of music. So I put one Afro on my head and I have like a real 70s style t-shirt with like flowers and stuff on it. And I thought if I undid too many buttons, then I got the other Afro wig and like cut it into a V shape. That could be my chest hair.
Because chest hair, again, very in the 70s.
It protruding out between an opened V of a t-shirt.
Very in.
Very disco, right? Yes. So anyway, my wife and I had a bit of a craft-a-noon on Saturday.
We got making a chest wig.
Making a merkin, essentially. So we cut this wig into like a V-shape.
Yeah.
But then we had to attach it to my chest. And I thought, I've got just the thing. So I went to the third drawer and I pulled out the double-sided tape.
Ooh, now, like the heavy-duty stuff.
And this is heavy-duty stuff that we've actually got. Like we've got pictures and stuff hanging around with this tape. Like it's really heavy-duty. So I was well aware that I was going to have a bit of a waxing situation happen later on. And because the chest hair was like in a V down the chest, we made like a T-shape. So with the top of the T across the top of the wig and then sort of running down. And I thought I had, just right in between my boobs, my man boobs. I thought I had all night to deal with that.
Yeah.
However, one of our bosses came over and he's like, how's this attached? This is sort of halfway through the night and then just starts ripping. The noise I made could be best described as when, remember when Kevin McAllister's home alone and he puts the aftershave on and you hear the... That was me.
I heard that at some point in the night. I didn't know what was going on. A list is going viral, Cliffo, about what women don't want for Christmas. So anyone out there who's buying for a woman should pay attention to said list. However, I don't 100% agree with it. There's a few things on there that I'm questioning, such as money and gift cards.
I
love a gift card because then you can buy what you want.
A lot of people do consider them a cop-out, but I'm the same as you.
Love it.
Like we just got from mum, my wife and I, so she's bought presents for the kids, but we just got a card.
Perfect.
So I was like, yeah, sweet.
Go buy our own present.
Know what's in that.
Heart-shaped jewellery is on the list, which I take offence to because I'm currently wearing a heart-shaped necklace. Fluffy slippers, again, disagree because some slippers like at Peter Alexander and stuff are gorgeous and I would be against that. Blenders and food processors, however,
that you'd agree with.
I agree with. And That's actually made it onto my list. So I've actually created a list that I think is more accurate when we're talking about what women don't want for Christmas. So disregard the viral one and just listen into mine if you want to save yourself come Christmas time. So
you
kitchen.
Know, you're sounding a little arrogant.
I know. That's all right.
Just say, I'm okay with that. What everyone's saying on the internet, forget about them.
I'm a correct source here.
I know.
I've done my research. Kitchen or home appliances, so similar to the blenders and food processors, don't go there.
All agree with that one.
Don't go there. Unless it's a coffee machine. Otherwise, don't go there. The moisturiser packs, like those gift packs you can buy at the chemist.
Oh, yeah.
Do not even think about it.
See, because they're so easy. You just yeah. You're like, oh.
It's like, oh, it's a whole pack. It's ready to go.
Lavender.
Don't do it.
You're going to lavender everything for the next year.
A gym membership.
Oh, good one.
Don't even think about it. And on a similar vein, exercise machines. Don't do it. Do not buy her anything exercise related. And continuing on that thought process, diet shakes.
Oh, yeah. Not the lady shake. No.
Don't do it. So if you are purchasing a present for a woman come Christmas, only, and I really, really stress this, only buy those things if she has specifically asked for it or if you want a divorce.
If you want to break up in the new year. The Ab Circle Pro coming your way, love. It is back tomorrow, hits 5K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Answer that you want to get you a step up right in front of me.
Is it Christmassy?
It is. Yeah. It's candy cane.
Candy cane!
The most delicious Christmas candy out there.
Are you mint or berry?
Oh, like, mint. Yeah, oh, my mint, God. Are you? Definitely
I
mint.
See, I'm not a mint guy, so yeah, okay. I'll suck on a berry flavored one, but. Hits 5K Alpha Bucks. We're playing tomorrow morning after 8 on Hits and the free listener app.
It's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas.
Get your double-smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornett Supermarkets. Hits Helping Hams.
Everyone loves ham come Christmas time. But sometimes you need a bit of a helping ham because Christmas can get expensive. Mm-hmm. And Christmas lunch, if you're putting it on for the whole fam, can be quite 100%. The task. So we have asked if you know someone who could do with a helping ham, you can nominate at hit.com.au.
Yeah, someone who's just had a, I don't know, maybe they've had a tough year or... We're getting a lot of people who volunteer a lot, like give a lot of themselves. Like that's people who deserve a helping hand.
Maybe it's going to be your first family get together in 2 years.
Yeah. Hey.
Like that's COVID. That's a big one.
COVID's a bitch.
Yeah.
131060 is the phone number. But best thing you can actually do is go to the website. Yep. It's right there. Click on the win tab. All the details there. Now, we've actually had on hold, she can't hear any of this, a woman by the name of Sharon. I'm going to bring her up now. Sharon, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you.
Hayley, your daughter's going to be in big trouble because she's been telling us all about you, Sharon.
Oh.
Good things, I promise. Good things. Do you mind if we just ask you about this? You're raising some of your grandkids at the moment, even though you're nearing your 70s. That's got to be a handful at times.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
How do you go? They're 6, 7, and 9.
Yep. No, there's 7, 8 and nearly 11 now.
Wow. Okay.
Hayley needs to get it.
Well, Hayley's given us the wrong info. That would come with its challenges, no doubt.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Talk to us about how you make quilts as well, because coming up to Christmas time, I believe you actually donate quilts. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually at sewing at the moment, and we've done up probably 10 or 11 little baby quilts to go on the humiquids.
Wow, so these stillborn babies in hospital, they go to people who are in hospital, sick kids in hospital?
People that are in hospital, they go on the top of the humiquibs when they're preemies.
Oh, I see.
Beautiful, and then they can take the quilt home with them when the babe gets to go home.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful.
Well, so I don't know if Hayley told you, but the reason she nominated you is we're doing a thing called Helping Hams, where we're just rewarding people who have been awesome people who could do with a helping ham this Christmas. So thanks to Hayley's nomination, Sharon, we're going to give you a free big old leg of ham. Well done.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
We're looking after your Christmas lunch for you.
Thank you so much.
The grandkids will make light work of that, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Ham sandwiches sure all round.
Sharon, you absolutely, you're very humble. I know talking about yourself was kind of weird there for you, I'm sure. But you absolutely encapsulate why we're doing this whole thing this Christmas. So well done, my friend. A leg of ham coming your way. And just thank you for being the awesome mother and human that you are, Sharon.
Thank you very, very much. Good I appreciate you. It.
What a sweetie, huh?
So cute.
Like that. Nominated hit.com.au, guys. We're still giving these away for the rest of this week and next. Get your double smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet Supermarket.
I got my family Santa photo done yesterday, which I'm really excited about. This is an annual tradition in my house for myself, fiance Nev, and puppy Bear.
Yeah.
Our chihuahua.
I've always got this image to get of like you and Bear really excited about and it because he's just a dog. He's excited just to leave the house.
True.
And then Nev's getting dragged along.
Oh, 100%. That's exactly what it is. I've asked Nev to please include in his wedding vows that he will continue this tradition so that I have that to hold against him in future.
That's what vows are about. You dictating them.
I know. But no, that's exactly what it's like. And I got us all matching shirts from Lowe's because they do puppy dog shirts there. And so
do the puppy dog ones match the human ones?
Yep. Yeah, they do.
Wow.
So we got these.
That's very smart, Lowe's.
They're red Christmas shirts with Santas all over them. And the little puppy dog one is a shirt with a collar, but it's Velcro. So you put his little front arms through and Velcro it on. And then Nev and I had
dogs love anything.
The human
it's
ones.
Getting dressed up.
And we went along to get our Santa photo. We've done this every year, except for last year being a COVID year.
Yeah.
I just did the photo at home and superimposed Santa in. But it was an interesting experience. And I wanted to put a few of my things that happened yesterday down and see if you relate being a Santa Christmas photo doer with children and see if they're kind of similar.
Well, this is interesting because I've never done a Santa photo
with a dog,
with an animal before.
And I've never done a Santa photo with children before. So I've got three things and I want to know if you can relate to these Santa photo dilemmas.
Yes.
So there was a little bit of growling and a little bit of crying.
Yes. 100%.
There was.
If you don't have like the kids freaked out at Santa photo, like, you know, at least one, you're not parenting right. There's a problem there.
What about there was a little bit of testing Santa's beard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of grabby-grabby.
A little bit of grabby-grabby. Bit of sniffy-sniffy.
Yeah.
And finally, there was a little bit of mopping up wee.
Well, yes. Wee, poop, vom, all of it.
All of the things.
Gabby, let's talk about the fine, fine parliament of this country. Parliament House in Canberra has been forced to shut down after a staff member for Adam Bandt, the Greens leader, returned a positive COVID-19 test. Now the
I'm surprised
staff
this hasn't
member,
happened before.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I would think that too.
Because they mingle so much.
They do.
Mm.
There's a pub in Parliament House. There's a bar. Mm,
yes. I've been there.
That shocked me. I don't know why that shocked me.
And there's a gym and there's a childcare.
You're making clear decisions in Parliament House. I don't think you need to have a few frothies under your belt when you're going in to vote for the good of the nation. But the staff member was not symptomatic, but, was positive. So they've had to shut down Parliament House. Interestingly, though, this brings now the total number of sitting days for our federal politicians to just 67. So the sitting Parliament days when, you know, the people and the senators are in the red room and the red room makes it sound like it's from 50 Shades of Grey. The MPs are in the green room, the House of Reps. But out of 365 days, just 67 sitting days, which is not a lot.
It's not a lot.
So we've come up for a list of things that went longer than Parliament this year.
Okay. All right.
The 2021 season of Married at First Sight.
Oh, God.
Went longer.
Did it?
It went longer.
Yeah. It felt like it went longer.
The sitting days of Parliament. Fermenting a beer. Like a single beer.
How long does that take?
2 months.
Really?
For a light beer. 2 to 3 months if you want a darker brew. So for a lighter beer, that sat for about as long as Parliament. About 2 months.
Okay.
But this is the big one for me. The last one involves Days of Our Lives. You know.
Yes.
music sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Classic, right?
Yes.
So Parliament sat for 67 days. It would take longer than that to binge every episode made of Days of Our Lives. To get it into 67 days, all of Days of Our Lives,
yeah,
you would have to watch 26 episodes a day.
Whoa.
They're an hour each. It's not going to work.
It's not going to happen.
You just finished listening to the Clippo and Gabby podcast, wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.